John chapter 5. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for a feast of the Jews. Now there is in Jerusalem, near the Sheep Gate, a pool which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. Here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. The day on which this took place was a Sabbath, and so the Jews said to the man who had been healed, "It is the Sabbath. The law forbids you to carry your mat." But he replied, "The man who made me well said to me, 'Pick up your mat and walk.'" So they asked him, "Who is this fellow who told you to pick it up and walk?" The man who was healed had no idea who it was, for Jesus had slipped away into the crowd that was there. Later Jesus found him at the temple and said to him, "See, you are well again. Stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you." The man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well.
Well, again, we meet someone in real need, a crippled man, an invalid for 38 years, a beggar. In those days, a beggar would have been a social outcast. What a wretched existence he must have had. And yet Jesus loved the unloved and the unlovely. That is the same today. Jesus loves the unloved and the unlovely. He asked this man, "Do you want to get well?" Well, it's like asking a blind person, "Do you want to see?" Jesus was drawing out faith from this man. And here was this man hoping against hope that he was able to jump into this pool of Siloam quickly. He was crippled. He could do nothing to get himself there. My friend, in a sense, I'm crippled before God spiritually. There's nothing that I can do to bring myself to God. But Jesus came to him. Jesus healed on the Sabbath. The Jews had made loads of regulations. They thought you can't work on the Sabbath. What a distortion of the real love of God. And Jesus met with this man and made him whole. Jesus meets him a little later on and says, "Dear friend, stop sinning. Don't turn to a life of sin now that you've been made whole." That is what Jesus would say to us. He wants to make us whole. And then he would say to us, "Live a life that is clean before me."